Hello, how are you doing this lovely, lovely morning? I'd like to welcome you once again to another episode of It's Cocktails and Lessons with Irene. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for the messages and the kind words. I appreciate you so much. I know that this year I've not been very consistent. I have seen your messages and I know I felt you. Karibu sana, if you're tuning in for the first time, thank you so, so much again for tuning in. So I'm going to do a podcast that we'll end the year with, and then we'll pick it up in 2024. 2024, I will be going visual. We will be having now face-to-face discussions and conversations, because I know you've been really asking about that. I can see your followers on TikTok as Santisana. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. For my people in diaspora, good morning, good evening, good afternoon. And my people, good morning. How are you? How are you doing? So we're going to do a Q&A. There was a time back, way back. I did send you guys to ask me questions, and there's so many questions, so I'm gonna answer the most that I can. I promise you I'm gonna do the best that I can to answer the most questions. So the first question was, are you a full-time podcaster? No, I'm not. I have a day job, and then I have my podcast. And then that second question is, how did you start a podcast? I started my podcast. This is my second podcast. The first one, I shut it down. It's a long story. It's a story for another day. I shut it down, but that was in 2018. Yes. And then I started this one in 2020. Yes. Another question is, oh, I love your voice. You speak so eloquent and you have so much advice. Yo, I've learned. Thank you so much for the compliment. I appreciate you. I've learned so much with mistakes in life. Yeah. Another one is, I was raised in the ghetto. The ghetto raised me. Hey, my name's Tenawa Dandora, man. Yeah, but the ghetto raised me, and we work hard, we push hard, we do everything to be better than we were yesterday. Another question is, you spoke about careers and I want to quit my job. Why do you want to quit your job? Do you have a backup plan? Do you have, this is a question from diaspora. Do you have a backup plan? Do you have a plan on if you quit your job? Are you going to be able to sustain yourself? I quit my job. I will tell you a story. I quit my job in 2019 from a very, very, very big company. And the reason why I quit my job is because it was so bad. It was very toxic. I had so many panic attacks that my friend, my very, 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 very good friend, had to be on standby every time I'm at work. So I planned myself and I said, at the end of the year, as people are closing for the year, that will be my last time there. It was a bad experience, and because I love what I do, I don't like being uncomfortable with where I work. Yeah. So you need to have a plan. Do you have a plan? What is the issue? How can we tackle it before you get a plan? Next question. I just moved in with my partner. We are talking about cost sharing. What do you say about that? What do I say? Just cost share. I don't know. Cost share. Just ensure that you don't burden each other. You cost share. Where you can help, please help. Diligently, every time. And congratulations. Yeah. What do you do for a living? I am an operations I'm in operations and customer service. Done it for the past 14 years. What career advice would you give a 25-year-old person after university? Get that job. Update your CV. Do not put your friends as your reference. Please do not put your friends as your reference. Put somebody that when they're called, they're professional and they can help you get that job. As I was reading on social media the other day, a week ago, I think, and someone said they called someone from a reference, and when they called that person who was put on the reference of the CV, that person said, okay, for my people in diaspora, is that the person that you're trusting with that job? Are you serious? Yes. So put people that you know have helped you grow in schoolwork. Yeah. Update your CV. Apply. You may not get what you want at that particular point, but once you get the experience, it's very important. Especially in Kenya, it's very, very, very important. Get the experience, then learn from there. I hope I've answered your question. The other question is, why are you not always podcasting? Manipata. Yeah. I get very busy sometimes, but I promise I'm going to be available in the next 2024, God willing, inshallah. I'm going to be available and I'm going to podcast really diligently, and you never know what will happen in 2024, yeah? So right now, let's just experience this Christmas. But I really love the fact that you guys are listening. I appreciate you. Next question is, what advice would you give someone who is surrounded with friends with money and she doesn't? Do not live a life that you know your pocket is not about that. Don't live a life that you know your pocket is not about that. Do not try and cut yourself and really push yourself when you know too well you're not about that life. It's okay for you to miss out on some events. It's okay for you to not go out every weekend. It's okay for you to not be there for all your friends if your pocket is not about, because at the end of the day, you get to deal with your bills. You get to deal with your day in, day out. And if your friends are your friends and they love you, they will understand that at this particular point, you are not at that space. Once you get there, you will do great. I met you once and you were a snob. Where did you meet me, first of all? And am I really a snob? Did you say hi and I didn't say hi back? I'm just a very serious person. Another question is, what lessons have you learned this year? I've learned to push myself always. I always have to push myself further and further. And I've learned that it's okay for me to miss out in events, miss out in a couple of get-togethers here and there. And coming into the year, I've learned that it's okay to be broken. It's okay for you to allow someone to take a minute and take care of you when you can't. It's okay, because there are very amazing people and very loving people out there. Another question, how do you handle loss? I lost a brother and I don't know how to live. This one is hard. I don't know. Loss is very detrimental in a life. I cannot give you the mathematics on how to handle that. I will say, just be patient with yourself. There will be good days, there will be bad days, there will be days when you want to give up, but just memories. Remember the person in a good way. Remember the person as who they are. Yes. I met you in Kisumu at a mall, and you were very radiant. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you very much. And you didn't say hi. Okay. What career advice can you give? Work hard. Update your CV. Don't put your friends on your reference. Put the people that have worked. Put the people that when they're called, they will be able to answer the questions that they're asked. On your CV, ensure that it goes one-on-one with what you want. Update your CV. There are companies that do CV update. I do it as well. In regards to the career that you want to pick, get your CV. When you apply for a job, please don't just send your CV. Send also your cover letter. What are you applying for? Why would this CV look different from the other person? Yeah. I love listening to your podcast. I've really learned a lot. I've really learned to be patient in life. Thank you so much. May you podcast more, because I miss your voice. Oh, thank you. I will. I said I wanted to bring someone else to try and run the podcast, and you guys were not happy about that. So I'm going to try so much next year and do the most. I will do the most in 2024. Another one. I have a friend who betrayed me, and I don't know what to do about it. Confront them. Speak to them about it. Put it on the table. Let them take it or not. Put it on the table. What do you do on your free time? I catch up on my series. I love watching series. And I catch up on my baby. My baby all the time. I'm always on call. Always. But most of the time I just chill. Watch a lot of series that I binge watch a lot. Yeah. I'm an introvert, so yeah. When is your birthday? I would like to send you a gift. Thank you very much. Thank you. That's okay. Thank you. My birthday is in March. I'm one person that you trained in customer service, and I got a job, and I'm doing very well. Oh! Congratulations. I'm happy. When I hear that, I am happy. Keep doing good. Learn something every day when it comes to customer service. Make sure that you're doing the best that you can. Eh? And quality assurance, make sure that you're following the script to the letter. Yeah, I'm good. I'm happy. I'm happy to hear that. Have you ever lived in the States? Because you're very eloquent. No. Minim dengues were ghetto. No, I've not lived in the States. I have lived in Kenya. Okay, there's a question. Okay. What broke you this year? Losing my friend who was like my brother. He was my brother, and we lost him very weirdly, so yeah, it broke me. If you had to change something about yourself, what would you change? Nothing. Oh, maybe I would be more patient, because I'm very impatient. Yes, I'm very, very impatient. Oh, what was the reason behind you starting a podcast? I don't know. I love to talk. And I wanted to give up the lessons that I've learned in my life and share them with you and anyone else that is listening, because it's okay to not be okay. It's okay for you to fail. It's okay for you to not have it all in control. It's okay for you not to be together all the time. What is not okay is for you to give up. Don't give up. Keep trying. My podcast has a lot of lessons. We are learning and learning and retooling. And that's what we speak on at Cocktails and Lessons with Irene. I heard your voice heading another podcast. Yes. I do podcasts for other people, yes. If you weren't doing what you're doing, what would you do? I'd probably be a podcaster. And maybe a content creator. Maybe a content creator. I've been convinced this person, but maybe. I'm going through a heartbreak that is very painful. What are the lessons that you've learned? What are the lessons that you've learned that you would not allow yourself to go through? Be in the moment, feel it. If you're in pain, feel it. If you're hurt, feel it. Just don't unpack and live there. If somebody hurts you, if you are hurt in any particular way, now that you're going through a breakup, I'm so sorry. There's no manual on how to heal from a broken heart. But just be patient with yourself. Forgive yourself for the mistakes that you did. Forgive them for what they did and keep moving. I expect to see, to hear more of your podcast next year. You will. You will. Oh, yeah. You're my best podcaster. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. There's so many questions. I'm going one by one. I feel like I'm stagnant in my career. I don't know what to do. When you're feeling stagnant, what do you mean? Because I need you to expound on that conversation so that we can get a solution. When you are feeling stagnant, what is it exactly? Is it the work is becoming monotonous? Then try and find something that's challenging. Update your CV. Start looking outside there. Find out how much people are earning in your base of career. And then find out how many opportunities are out there for that. Yes. I saw you once and you're very serious. I'm very serious. Thank you. I follow you on Facebook. You're such a beauty. You've been such a blessing ever since you started your podcast. I've missed your voice though. Oh, thank you very much. The podcast is going to be diligent in 2024, we pray. I saw you in person at an event and you were more prettier than on the photos. Oh, thank you very much. Okay, another question is, I am planning to move in with my partner, but I don't know how to go about it. What do you mean? Talk to them about it and then find out where their mindset is at, where the planning is at. Do not plan your life, people in your mind, because they might be planning with something else. But just have a conversation. Pretty girl, are you single? No, I'm not single. Another question is, I would like to learn more about career and letting go of friends that have let me down. In your career base, what exactly are you studying for? What exactly are you pursuing is more important. On friends, really, you just have to pick yourself at the end of the day. You have such a lovely voice. Thank you very much. I follow you from Trinidad and I've always been listening to your podcast and they've really helped me in my life. I'm really happy to hear that. I'm really, really happy to hear that. More of that is coming your way. I'm just going to wind up. I'm going to answer four of them. A couple of years ago, you did a podcast where someone took over your podcast. Can we have that more? Yes. I'm going to find out their schedule and see if they're available. Then they can take over the podcast and talk about a topic that we will choose. Can you do more topics on mental wellness? Yes. Yes, I can do. I always say mental wellness is very, very, very important. Do not let anyone stress you in any kind of way. Yes, I will do that. My last question would be, how do you handle it? Do you get points where you are sad? Yeah, I do get points where I'm not happy. But that doesn't mean that it's the end of the world. I keep pushing and I keep believing in myself and I keep trying. Yeah. Thank you so much for listening in. This is my last podcast in 2023. I know I'm going to get a lash back from you guys. Let's see if we can do another one before the New Year's. I'm going to try and do another podcast, let's say next week, yes. Because I have so many questions that I need to answer. But for right now, we've done the most. We've done enough. Make sure that you take care of yourself this weekend. Ensure that you are safe and you are happy. If you were not able to achieve anything last week or yesterday, today's another day. Be happy. Life is for the living. Be present. Thank you so much for always listening to always episodes on Cocktails and Lessons with Irene. Until next time, goodbye.